Welcome to Marvin Methodist Church's Sanctuary Service, brought to you from our beautiful historic sanctuary in downtown Tyler. My name is Doug Baker, and I'm the lead pastor. We appreciate your participation in this morning's broadcast and pray that God's message will speak to you in a beautiful way. Let's join in as the message has already begun.
Draw near, all ye nations. Let the earth and all it contains listen and learn. Fear not, for I bring you glad tidings of great joy. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the deep darkness, a light has dawned. God has increased our joy. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom from that time and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
As the time for Christ's birth approached, the people sought comfort in God's word. They would search the night sky for signs, for the time was drawing near. A star will come out of Jacob, and a scepter will arise from Israel. They remembered how God had delivered them from the shadows of the past, and they began to reach for a new dawning of peace and love. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The people looked into the horizon with hope and began to believe a new day was coming. Arise, Shine, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Once again, God was speaking glad tidings of great joy.
And so Mary and Joseph began their incredible adventure, simple people with a supreme purpose. They had been chosen to be instruments for God's grace to the world. They were fearless and faithful, obedient to the instruction of God's messengers, and working together, they prepared themselves for the coming of the Christ child. Listen to this account from Scripture. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. As our ushers prepare to receive this morning's tithes and offerings, I just want to thank all of you so much for your generous hearts that have allowed us to worship in such a beautiful way this morning, like today, as well as during Christmas Eve services, with our beautiful decorations, our beautiful poinsettias, and our musicians, our wonderful, wonderful musicians that we have this morning. So thank you so much for your giving, which goes towards things like that. But also, thank you so much for your giving that goes to those that are less fortunate in our community. The ones that we get to help by keeping their houses warm, by keeping food on their table, for providing blankets to them. All these people that have all of these unforeseen expenses come up during this time of the year. Also, your giving helped put Christmas presents under the Christmas tree for many families this year who otherwise wouldn't have Christmas presents for their children. So again, thank you, church, so much for all that you do to proclaim Jesus Christ, not just with your words, but through your actions and your generosity as well. Would y'all please pray with me? Most gracious and loving God, we can't thank you enough for your presence with us, for your blessings that you pour out on us. Lord, we ask that you take this morning's offering and use it all for your glory, Lord. Continue to equip us and empower us by the Holy Spirit to do the work you have given us to do. And God, may we lift Jesus Christ up above everything else, not just here in this church, not just here in Tyler, Texas, but all over the world, God. Lead us into the work that you've called us to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Little town of These brave seekers, blessed with wisdom, left behind their old ways of thinking and embarked on a great journey of faith. Across deserts of doubt, seeking a treasure of truth, they trusted in God and were faithful. The gifts they brought to the child have, through the ages, inspired the world to give their best to the Savior. Behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Final pericope lifts from Isaiah and the book of Luke. Draw near, all ye nations. Let the earth and all it contains listen and learn. Fear not, for I bring you glad tidings of great joy. Jesus, the Savior of the world, is born. All of the promises of God are yes in Christ. In him, the Amen has been spoken. In Christ, the glory of God has fully been revealed. This is the good news of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And this gospel will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to everyone. Now, we must be God's instrument of hope and joy to all people. And all we say and do, may our lives be the joy to all people. In all we say and do, may our lives be the joy of Christ.
Joy, 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 joy
Thank you for watching our broadcast this morning. I'd also like to personally invite you to join us for Sunday morning services here at Marvin Church. Our church is located at 300 West Irwin Street, one block west of the town square. Please visit our website to learn more about our church or text NEW, N-E-W, to 90382 to receive a personal response from our church. If you'd like to make a financial contribution to the church, please go to marvin.church/give or send a gift to the church at 300 West Irwin Street, Tyler, Texas, 75702. Thanks again for joining us, and have a blessed week.